From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman. Brian Therese is gunning for another three-year term as mayor of Columbia. The Columbia Missourian reports Therese and Chris Kelly filed nomination petitions with the city clerk this morning. Kelly is a former Boone County clerk, state representative, and associate circuit judge. In a news release yesterday, Kelly said eroding confidence and declining credibility in city leadership prompted him to enter the race. Therese says his efforts to promote transparency in city government outweigh any claim of decreasing credibility. Therese points to the city's new Citizens Transparency Portal in an interview with KBIA.
Just like Columbia families look at their checkbook, they're now able to look at the city's checkbook and see where their money is going.
Kelly and Therese joined Missouri Chamber of Commerce employee Chris Farnham in the race for mayor. Farnham established his campaign committee with the Missouri Ethics Commission in August, according to previous Missourian reporting. Elections for mayor, as well as third and fourth wards, take place in April 2019. Today was the first day candidates could file their nomination petitions with the city clerk. The University of Missouri's men's and women's swimming and diving coach is on administrative leave while allegations of team management issues are investigated. The athletic department announced the action involving Greg Rodenbaugh yesterday, but did not provide more information about the allegations. Athletic Director Jim Sturck said in a news release that student athletes recently made officials aware of serious team management problems in the men's and women's programs. Rodenbaugh is in his ninth year as coach at Missouri. The head of the Missouri Republican Party is bullish about the upcoming November 6 election. Jason Rosenbaum reports that Todd Graves is crediting an aggressive voter contact effort.
Graves says that volunteers have knocked on more than a million doors across the state. He says the party is laser-focused on suburbs like St. Charles and Jefferson counties, which could be key for Attorney General Josh Hawley's Senate bid. Graves acknowledged that his party was less enthused than Democrats heading into the election. But that changed after Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings.
We had an enthusiasm gap until the Kavanaugh hearings, and I don't think that anyone can dispute that that has propelled our base.
Additionally, Graves says the Republican National Committee has helped set up an unprecedented amount of offices, especially for a midterm election. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit Missouri twice in the next 7 days to urge the defeat of Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill as part of his final campaign blitz heading into the midterm elections. Trump's campaign says he will rally supporters Thursday in Columbia to vote for McCaskill's Republican rival, State Attorney General Josh Hawley. Trump also plans to visit Cape Girardeau on Monday, the day before the November 6th election. Trump won Missouri by nearly 19 percentage points in 2016. McCaskill is a top target for Republicans. She is among 10 Senate Democrats up for re-election this year in states where Trump won and is considered among the most vulnerable incumbents. Appeals court judges say a lawsuit challenging Missouri's new voter photo ID law can proceed. Today, a Western District Court of Appeals panel undid a lower judge's earlier decision to toss a case. At issue was a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, Missouri NAACP, and League of Women Voters. The lawsuit alleges that Missouri lawmakers did not budget enough money to implement the new voter ID law. They argue that, consequently, it should not be enforced. The law had required voters lacking valid photo ID to sign a sworn statement and present another form of identification to cast a regular ballot, although another recent court ruling removed the law's teeth. Last week, a Cole County judge said voters in Missouri who do not have a photo ID will not have to sign a sworn statement to cast a ballot in November. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman, KBIA News, Columbia.